Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Sorry, you said black?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, and what is your age?
53.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
7. Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Satisfied.
Very or just satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting about the same.
About the same, okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two options, okay? So the first one says creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, and making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, more border security, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. So those are the options. You can select two.
Guns and wages.
Guns and wages. Okay, let me check here. Okay, thank you so much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay. Bernie Moreno?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris? Yes, correct.
95.
And 95?
Yes.
Okay. And Jill Stein?
You said Jill Stein?
Yes.
If I don't know what you said, say 0.
0. Okay. Republicans in Congress?
You said Republican Congress?
Yes, Republicans in Congress.
25.
Okay, Joe Biden?
90.
Okay, Democrats in Congress?
90.
Tim Scott?
Say it again.
Tim Scott?
Tim Scott?
Yes.
I don't know that, so zero.
Okay, you said you never heard of it?
No.
Okay, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
50.
Okay, 50. And Sherrod Brown?
95.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Okay, Biden.
Joe Biden.
If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President
yes.
Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, some.
Okay. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I would say I would just be the same.
Just the same. So in this case, we have the options much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat more.
More. Okay. And what did you see or hear that makes you more likely towards to support Joe Biden for president?
The fact that he was able to, what did he say, cut the cost of Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, so Medicare would be, right?
Yes.
The cost, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And did what you see
or
during
increased,
the...
Or increased, I'm sorry, I think he increased the cost of Medicare. He made it more available, increased Medicare. I apologize.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry about it. So he increased the cost of Medicare.
Yeah, the coverage, Medicare coverage.
Oh, okay, the coverage. Coverage. Okay. Right now, I just got your answer here, so thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Less
so
likely.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. And what did you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Just the misinformation, even about January misinformation.
Misinformation. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose two options: the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again. So you can select two.
Oh, my. Can you say those again?
Yeah, sure, sure. No worries. The first one, the lack of quality education opportunities. The other one, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Another one is a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Another one, stagnant wages and rising costs. The rise
okay,
of white.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Stagnant raises wages and higher costs. That's one. Keep going. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for that. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, raising crime and violence, the Supreme
raising
Court.
Raising crime and violence.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, we are almost done here, okay? So thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. So the first statement says implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So which of these candidates you think would do it better?
Biden.
Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. And growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Biden much better.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Trump.
Trump somewhat better or much better?
What's the question? The rise of white supremacy?
Yeah, basically, I tell you a statement, and you tell me which of these candidates would do it better. So this statement
says...
Trump much better. Okay, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Trump.
Okay, Trump somewhat. Okay, and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Biden, somewhat better.
Okay, thank you. And securing our borders?
Trump, somewhat better.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, no difference. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Say that one again.
Sure. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Some. I won't say much often, but some.
Okay. So you would say often or not often or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X, or other? You can select two.
Okay. If I had to do that, I would say YouTube and... Let's see, you said Facebook, Twitter. Facebook,
okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree.
College graduate, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say you're nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly any.
Hardly any. Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the USA?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the USA?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey, so I really appreciate it, and have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.